This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our general health, female health, and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jill Heckman, a practicing OBGYN and medical director of Tampa's leading medical center for women, Tampa Obstetrics, as well as renowned medical correspondent and TV personality, who is here today to speak about the importance in genetic screening tests. Dr. Heckman, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, what is a genetic screening test and why is this important?
A genetic screening test helps identify if a person is a carrier for a certain genetic disease. The Horizon screening test screens for up to 274 genetic diseases. This will help couples learn if they are carriers for certain genetic disorders. And I will tell you that most people carry at least 4 to 6 genetic diseases.
So how does a genetic screening test like Horizon work?
So Horizon is a simple blood or a saliva test that can be done before or during pregnancy. The knowledge that we get from that test can help make decisions as far as your pregnancy is concerned.
And what genetic diseases does Horizon screening screen for?
The Horizon screening test screens for up to 274 genetic conditions, including things such as cystic fibrosis, spinal muscular atrophy, Fragile X syndrome, and Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. The screening panels can be tailored to each person individually depending on their need. While many people have heard of cystic fibrosis, Fragile X syndrome is the most common form of inherited developmental disability among boys. The CDC estimates that 1 in every 5,000 boys are born with this disorder. Another example is Duchenne muscular dystrophy that affects about 1 in every 3,500 male infants. The symptoms of this disease don't show up until the child is about 3 to 5 years old, so often when the mother is already pregnant with their next child. Those with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy experience progressive muscle weakness and atrophy, and they rarely live into their 30s.
Today we are with Dr. Jill Heckman, a practicing OBGYN and medical director of Tampa's leading medical center for women, Tampa Obstetrics, here on eHealth Radio's General Health, Female Health, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Heckman, who can take these tests?
So anyone who is pregnant or planning to become pregnant can have the Horizon carrier screen. It is available for both men and women, but I usually suggest you test the woman first to see if she is a carrier for any of the diseases that we're worried about, and then we would test the father of the baby.
And why is early detection important here?
Because many people don't know they're a carrier for a genetic disorder until they have an affected child. So genetic screenings can give a patient the information they need to make the reproductive choices that are right for them ahead of time.
Well, this certainly has been informative, and we certainly thank you for taking out a moment to be with us here today. Tell us, where can folks get more information about Horizon, and how can they be in touch?
They can go to the website at www.horizonscreen.com.
Easy enough. Dr. Heckman, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Jill Heckman, a practicing OBGYN and medical director of Tampa's leading medical center for women, Tampa Obstetrics. And once again, the website of reference is horizonscreen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health, Female Health, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.